Would you ever have another name for a side of bacon?
No.
What's the kind of meat that you might buy sliced thin and eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And the outside part of bacon is called?
The skin.
Duh. A person who sells meat is a?
Meat market.
And the person who cuts it up is a?
Butcher.
If meat's been out too long, you say it's done what?
It's tainted.
After you, let's see, if you left butter out too long, you'd say it was...
melted.
What kinds of things would you make out of apples?
Oh, pies, wine, vinegar, strudels, apple turnovers.
Would you ever make something in a square pan with a thick crust?
I don't think. No, I don't remember.
If somebody has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his...
food. Excuse me, now.
Sure. What would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over puddings?
A sweet liquid that you might pour, you could pour honey over, syrup.
And sometimes if you put sugar and nutmeg in something, would you ever call it something?
No.
Food taken between regular meals, you would call it a?
Snack.
In the morning, you might say, I
had a snack,
and this morning at 7 o'clock I breakfast.
I had breakfast,
and you would. Another way of saying is that I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I'll have breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time I had already
eaten breakfast.
Last week I
ate breakfast at 7.
What kinds of things would people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, tea, water, and milk.
How would you make coffee?
The instant coffee, you'd go, you would take a teaspoon probably of the coffee and put into your container and your heated water and your sugar and milk, whatever. And then on the other one, you know, your regular ground coffee, you would put it in this little silver container in for holding it, which has the little holes in the top, and then you would cover it and you'd put so many quarts of water in your coffee pot. Put the top on it, and if it was electric, plug it in. If it wasn't, you would put it over on the stove and let it cook for so long.
What would you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you would drink it out of a?
Glass.
If asked how much you drink, if you were pretty thirsty, you might say, I
drank a lot.
And we sure a lot of water.
We sure drank a lot of water.
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what might you say to them?
You get ready for a supper or dinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, please, everybody,
sit down.